How do Tejitans live the takings? Hello. Thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of March 5th, 2025. This video is aimed at viewers who have been following me for some time, and therefore know in detail how events have been taking place, especially on the Tejetan planets, but not only as it is all directly connected to what is happening on Earth, and also to all what has been occurring up here in low Earth orbit, which includes complex exopolitics. Some planets with their civilizations are more connected to Earth and what is happening there than others, and this is the case with Tejitar, as its people and culture are intrinsically connected to Earth, yet there are others which are even more connected, like Antaria, but the extraterrestrial civilization which is by far the most connected to Earth's, is Alpha Centauri, as they were born directly from the people of Earth who were taken there as slaves, and who were later liberated by the Galactic Federation some 500 years ago, as their official narrative says. As a short context for the new subscribers, Tejitar, along with all the other Pleiadian civilizations which are members of the Alcyone Council, were slowly being infiltrated by the obscure parts of the Galactic Federation through their Earth Cabal minions. Those managed to infiltrate agents and operatives in high places in government and industry, including the almost complete, and in some cases complete takeover of Tejetan civilization's high councils, which are basically a rough equivalent of the Senate in the case of Earth and its civilization. When I was appointed Queen of Tejitar last year, a series of unfortunate events led me and my team to realize what was going on in Tejitar, and a vast operation is now taking place to clean and correct everything. But what was detected has many difficult ramifications which we must address one by one as best as we can. All this is contained in detail and in the sequence of events in several videos I have been publishing since then, especially during the last year or so. So, enough context, what the people of Tejitar are living right now with all the changes going on around them is quite dramatic and even sad. In just a few months they had to pass from an illusory idyllic civilization where the people thought they were untouchable, and that nothing bad could ever happen on their planets, to living in a civilization that is constantly being threatened of being attacked, and also having to take care of themselves and their young ones as they are now aware that many citizens were being taken against their will by Cabal operatives who mostly targeted young females, but not only. Tejitans live in close contact with nature, where even within their large cities, each house is separated from the next by at least 50 to 100 meters, in many cases even more. And in the case of people who live in the country, one house may be separated from the next by dozens of kilometers, sometimes even hundreds. This is achieved because nearly all Tejitans own small aerial vehicles which act as private cars do on Earth, allowing them to get their groceries, and do whatever else they need even while living very far away from the closest urban center. All Tejetan cities are not structured like the ones on Earth, which are very densely packed in every way, as they have a lot of spaces with nature between buildings and skyscrapers. It is like having a park for every building, surrounding it and spacing it from other buildings. This is the norm in Tejetan cities, except for the very center part of the largest ones like Talika City in Tema, or Era City in Planet Era, where buildings and constructions are closer together, yet they all have green areas and gardens around them. Tejitans have few large cities, and although most of the population lives in them, the population is also spread out living in comfortable and adequate places, around and throughout the planet's surface. This social setup, or way of living made Tajitans an easy target for poachers and takers of Lyrian people trafficking from planet Earth, and under the direct instructions of the secret societies which rule that planet. Unfortunately, it is no longer difficult for Earth Cabal operatives to travel long interplanetary distances to abduct people for their evil intentions. This is because, and as we have detected recently, they work in coordination with rotten Alfrata Centauri pilots and other of their military elements, supposedly behind their government's back, which insists that they want to help us and that they are on our side. Besides working directly with bad elements of the Centauri military and their starships, there is also a very big component of secret space programs directly belonging to the Earth's Cabal, which have already developed starships of their own, and although the Galactic Federation officially states that they are strictly not permitted to leave the planet, we now know that they are doing so anyway, as we found that they are using Alfrata Centauri starship identities, registrations, and electronic transponder codes. It is now very difficult to identify if a ship really belongs to the Alfratans or it belongs to Earth's secret space programs, as Earth's orbital area is literally packed with countless Alfrata Centauri crafts of all shapes and sizes, as they are by far the most numerous star race around Earth. This is supposedly to the point where even the Alfratan government declares that they have lost much control over their own space traffic. They say that they are currently struggling to correct the problem, including the theft and reusing of their starship's transponder passcodes, but this has become a real problem. Tajitans as a Lyrian human star race are said to be among the most beautiful ones, and the secret societies on Earth have cherished using them for their hideous rituals and decadent parties for a long time now, sadly perhaps for hundreds if not thousands of years, yet it had increased dramatically at least since the 1930s. Tajetans' affinity to live far apart from one another, and their dependence upon their small private starships and other aerial vehicles, made them very easy to abduct. Before I was appointed as the Tajetan Queen, there were nearly no restrictions nor security around small incoming and outgoing private spacecraft, as there is a lot of traffic of this kind among Tajitas, four planets. Any safety protocol was then applied only to large incoming and outgoing starships, and also to those with non-Pleiadian, Alcyone Council identification transponder codes. This enabled small Earth secret space program and Alfratan spacecraft to blend in with the Tajetan population's private transport craft and access their planet's airspace nearly unrestrictedly. Once inside a planet's airspace, they simply roamed in invisibility mode, while they observed possible targets among the Tajetan population. When they find a person who lives alone, or nearly alone and in a remote enough area, they simply wait for that person to take a walk in nature, perhaps exercising, and then their operatives go down to the surface and abduct that person. The problem is that as many Tajitans live in nature, in country houses far from the next, it may take a lot of time before someone is noticed to be missing. And when someone is finally reported missing, and as Tajitans assume that nothing really bad can happen, or is happening on their planets, they take for granted that the missing person may have gotten lost in the wilderness, and died there of exposure, or fallen off an unexpected cliff or ravine, may have been attacked by some wild animal, or something along those lines. Roughly 38 million Tajitans are living on four planets, which makes the population density quite scarce. The first thing my military team and I did when we detected this problem was to inform the population of what was going on. We found out about this problem as we arrested the entire former High Council which was working with, or was an agent of the Cabal on Earth. The population of Tajita took all this that was going on with extreme alarm, as would be expected, Yet another large part of the population also took what was, and is going on with a lot of skepticism, proceeding to live their lives as if nothing were happening, thus polarizing the population's opinion, at least at first. This caused many people to associate what was happening with my coming to power, somehow blaming me for what was going on, because in their minds as I arrived I burst their illusory bubble of happiness, and the idealistic concept they had of their culture and society. There was a point where my popularity went down quite a lot because of this idea, although as things continued to evolve, and as at least two Tejetan citizens lost their lives to Cabal illegal operations in Tema, the people finally understood how serious the situation was, and that real danger was right at their doorstep. It was at this point, fairly recently, that my popularity roused again and a lot, as judged by what people say in the media and because of the participation of the general population in local and high council meetings where the general population is encouraged to participate. Thanks to the participation of countless young Tejetan pilots, mostly male, no less than 50 fully equipped fighter squadrons have been formed, and more to come, with them patrolling the 4 Temerian planets has become a lot more efficient. I love to see how young men enlisted so fast and in such numbers to protect their home planets, but as many have declared in Tejetan media, they do it mostly to protect the women. Equipped mostly with 6th-generation Suzy fighter starships, they now dominate the skies and the space around Tejeta, making an impenetrable grid that patrols and detects any unwanted incoming spacecraft, regardless of how advanced their stealth equipment may be. Also, with the implementation of new much stricter security measures when involving incoming and outgoing foreign spacecraft, especially those coming from Earth or Alpha Centauri, Tejetans have much more control over what and who is coming in and out of their planets. The Tejetan population has also strongly responded by adopting a new efficient communications network, regional and planet-wide, to monitor and take care of the exact location and position of all the people, especially those who are at risk. I am very glad to inform you that the takings and abductions have stopped entirely, as no one has been reported missing for some time now. The sad part of all this is that the entire population of Tejeta had to change their way of living, and many of the habits they cherished so much, such as taking long walks in nature to be with themselves. Another strong point of concern is the general loss of freedom they are experiencing, which started when all space traffic, even the one between the local Tejetan planets, had to be checked in case one was an infiltrated secret space program, or Alfreton 1. This procedure was short-lived, as there were simply too many Tejetan private ships to revise, and they were seriously piling up at the checkpoints, to the point where the Tejetan citizens themselves were no longer following their military's rules, and they were simply jumping the checkpoints and doing their own will, as is to be expected from a culture that has historically been very free. This was very easy for them as it was very hard to checkpoint starships and private aerial vehicles, as opposed to land-based wheeled vehicles, so this part of the new necessary restrictions had to be removed as it was essentially useless anyway. It has also been very hard for me as well, because being the head of their government, implementing restrictions of any kind hurt me, especially as I am fully conscious that it resembles what is happening on Earth, and it is hard for me to be, on the other side, the repressive one, as I am their government. This even though I must implement all those restrictions and new rules for their protection, but that is exactly what governments on Earth say to control the people. People in Tejeta cannot help feeling paranoid about what is happening, especially because of the takings, and are cooperating as much as they can, which is a lot. But sadly a lot of fear has entered Tejetan society, and that is not good as it makes them compatible in vibration with all kinds of ugly things, And this even though the population is fully aware of this fact as they are all very spiritual. What they resent the most is the loss of freedom, as now they rarely, if ever, walk alone in the wilderness, or anywhere lonely, which is most of the surface of the Tejetan planets. The population has also responded by enlisting in the military wanting to help end this problem, but they have nearly all applied to be fighter pilots, because that is the most helpful and logical job to perform and to be in. The people are expecting this to be a short-lived problem, especially because a lot has been achieved in the last few months. The problem is that we are all aware that Tejetans cannot be free of danger and of problems as long as Earth is under the control of the Cabal and its hideous secret societies. This is a clear example of how closely related we are with the people of Earth, and how their problems are ours too. This is why we are here orbiting Earth, as the genesis and the origin of our problems starts here, in this general area around Earth, and not in our planets. The problems of the people of Earth are ours as well, and we must solve them together, to be able to truly free our cultures. I was appointed as the Tejetan Queen among other things because I lived on Earth as a child, and therefore I know what is going on there better than most. It is a lot of responsibility on my shoulders, but my people expect me to correct the problem, yet to do so, I must also correct Earth's problems, and that is an immense task, to say the least, but the good thing is that I am not alone. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.